No surprise, high input cost remains the top concern, followed by the risk of low output prices for crops and livestock.
That's Jim Mintert, Professor Emeritus of Agricultural Economics at Purdue University, referring to the results from the latest Purdue Ag Economy Barometer survey.
But the interesting thing that showed up these last 2 months, and that is this availability of inputs. At one point, availability of inputs had dropped all the way to, I think, maybe 5% of the people choosing that as a top concern. In August, it was 10%. This month, it's 14%. And that caught my eye. That's still not a huge percentage, but 14% saying availability of inputs. That's interesting.
That was a surprise, and that put it in third place.
That's Michael Langemeyer, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture.
My guess is that it's related to what's going on with tariffs, and people are concerned about availability of things that we import, whether the tariffs could raise the prices and make things hard to get.
People remember the logistical problems we had back in COVID. Maybe they're thinking back, well, this is going to cause similar disruptions.
Both Mintert and Langemeyer draw the connection to another survey response from farmers.
The related question is, do you expect the increased use of tariffs by the U.S. to strengthen or weaken the U.S. ag economy in the long run? In April and May, 70% of the respondents said they thought tariffs were going to strengthen the ag economy in the long run. This month, it's down to 51%. So it's still a majority, but people are losing confidence.
They're losing confidence long term.
Check out the full results of the Purdue Ag Economy Barometer Survey at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.